Ladies and gents, once again, you're not tuned into your new favorite radio program, broadcasting from 314 Main in downtown Houston, Texas. This is Patterns Radio coming to you on Pacifica Radio, KPFT 90.1 FM, HD Channel 3, all over the globe via the Patterns Radio podcast at pattersradio.podomatic.com, and right now via the TuneIn app by searching KPFT HD 3. I'm not sure how you're listening right now, but I'm glad you did. Because as always, I am your host with the most, the top cat, the man that's taking over Earth and still kicking in Uranus. I want to be clear, just in case the FCC is listening, I am talking about the planet. And if I sound excited, it's because I'm in studio joined by a special guest. They're not just our special guest, but in a second, they're about to tune up. You're going to hear a live performance here in studio at Natsua. Collectively, they're known as Mantra Love. They're right here out of Houston, Texas. Check them out right now at their Bandcamp. That's mantralove.bandcamp.com. Pat is Beef, your special guest on this 20th edition of Pat is Radio. It's Mantra Love. Gentlemen, welcome to Pat is Radio. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hello, ladies.
This is Cody Boyer, drummer extraordinaire.
What's up? I'm Derek. I sing and play guitar. Namaste.
Fabian Silva, bass.
Like I said, we're broadcasting worldwide, possibly in Antarctica. There's probably people listening.
Could be.
Penguins, right? There's probably penguins peeps. Pat is penguins peeps. I don't know. We'll figure it out. But besides all that, we're also bringing you some of today's most underrated, unheralded, and soon to be most talked about names in music from artists all over the planet.
Uranus.
Yes, he in Uranus. But not just in space. We're also all over your social media. On Twitter and Instagram at PATTIAS Radio. Search for us on Facebook and SoundCloud. And while you go like and follow and do all that, you're about to hear the first track of the evening coming to you from my Patterns peeps out of Denver, Colorado. They go by the name of The Circus House. And you can go like and follow them online at The Circus House on Facebook and SoundCloud. Off their release called Flesh, first song up on the probe is called Turn the Music Up. We got Mantra Love performing here in studio next in Natsua. After you hear The Circus House, right now on Patterns 20, this is Turn the Music Up.
Yeah.
back right here on hashtag your new favorite radio program. This is Paddy's 20, broadcasted on KPFT 90.1 FM on Pacifica Radio all over the globe via paddysradio.podomatic.com, over the TuneIn app, and hey, even on HMS Net Radio. We're in studio with our special guest, Mantra Love, who's about to perform live right here in studio, making history. Fellas, tell them what they're about to hear on Paddy's 20.
It's a kind of a cheesy song about being heartbroken. And actually, the song name means it's like a Nordic term for
a home
missing,
that's no longer there.
A home you can't return to. So, yeah.
So, it's not about your girlfriend or anything.
Song's got some heart. People can relate. It's a beautiful thing.
You can check out the song that they're about to perform and more right now at their Bandcamp. mantralove.bandcamp.com. And if you like hearing this performance now, you're going to love seeing the video online. You can even watch it right now while you're hearing this performance. Look for it on YouTube and Facebook. YouTube by searching E-A-Z-Y-E-R-E-V. Or just type Paddy's Radio on whatever social media site you're on. I'll get out the way. Gentlemen, take it away.
Hey, we're Mantra Love, and you're about to hear Hear it.
Right here on your new favorite radio program, Paddy's Radio, by our special guest, Mantra Love.
Thank you. I'll be right at home. You talking to the illest on the microphone. I'll be killing lines till I leave verse. Probably never get the present for I deserve. Say the South died, well, the homie, this the rebirth. It is let it rap and motherfucker, do your research. I'm the hardest at the South, got $1 million mouth. And I'ma run the game till my knees hurt. Everybody saying what they about to do. I'ma pay the way and show them how to do. With a mic, KD, most valuable. Third degree murder, I'm accountable. And they heard about the hype and they hope that's a lie. Line after line, like 2 years of pride. I'm a beast, I don't ever back down. Illest at the city, motherfucker, that's a fact now. Bow, 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 when I'm back with the crack sound. Every time I spit it, I be killing like a Mac round. Ambitious, my team on a mission to bring back a billion and kill competition. The illest I ever said is anything I ever wrote. King of the jungle, I promise you I'll never choke. Put me in the game and I bet you that I better ball. Climbing to the top, told my mama I would never fall. Fighting for the game and put the on a pedestal. Queen Latifah, Jada Pickett, I'ma say the dog. Don't have time to talk, cause I'm ahead of y'all. I'm in the game and you motherfucker never ball. Woo! I've been the man, I've been killing, and still I am. They did everything to break me down. I've been through wars and still I stand.
Yo.
Out of Austin, Texas. That was our newest Patterns Peeps, Malat, featuring Doe Man. Join us on the program with a song called Gladiator, right here on the 20th edition of your new favorite radio program, Patterns Radio. Check out the website. That's BeholdMelat.com. All right, so we're back here with our special guest, Mantra Love, and you just gave an amazing performance in studio here at the legendary Natsua. And I just want to ask you to let the Patterns peeps know, listening all around the globe right now on Pacifica Radio via the Patterns Radio podcast, on Ancient Method Net Radio and via the TuneIn app. How did you all come together to be Mantra Love?
Well, we started playing music together a couple of years ago. I would say maybe like 3-4 years ago, but we haven't. Mantra Love has been a band for about like a year. So I would say we've been a band for a year.
Yeah, this guy Derek is my brother. This is Fabian.
Oh, okay, so y'all pretty much been together your whole life.
Yeah.
We probably eerily sound the same too.
Yeah. Alright, so Cody, let me ask you, with y'all having so many like diverse backgrounds and them two being brothers and family, did you all have an idea of the sound y'all wanted to achieve, or did you have a direction when you sat down so many years ago?
The high voice here. it was basically like Derek and Fabian just kind of came into music. I was in like percussion and stuff in school, so that gave me a little background. And me and Derek met. We did a little two-piece thing. We built up from there. Fabian just came into the picture, and it just felt right. And from there, it was just like us maturing together as musicians.
All right, so in being together for such a short time, if you could, for those who don't make music, explain what your journey has been like to this point, from where you started, and I guess where your sound has evolved to.
Well, it's kind of, you don't try to put a word to it, because then you kind of leave out something that could be, and then you're working on something that might not even be you or something.
Sometimes, you know, I'll write a little thing on the guitar, and with a little vocal line, I'll bring it to the guys, and we start jamming it, and just start transforming to something else. Or, you know, sometimes we'll just be all together in a room, and, you know, it just happens spontaneously. It's as if, like, the idea is, like, floating around, and we just happen to be there to, you know, grab it. But, yeah, it's always different. It's always changing. I think our formula is not to really have a set formula and just kind of, like, experiment and let whatever happens, happens.
It's definitely, like, we strive to be, like, multi-instrumental, all three of us, so it's never set on, like, Fabian's bass, Derek's guitar and vocals, I'm drums. It's like whatever any of us can think of. Like if I think of something on keyboard, if Fabian thinks of something on guitar, if Derek thinks of something on drums, we just run with it. Whatever we can find, as long as it's from our influence, that's good. We go with it.
Yeah, I just feel like we're all really close, you know? Like we're all friends. We're brothers.
Music.
We love the same music, so it's all pretty natural. It's just like whenever we just started jamming and started channeling or whatever you want to call it, you know, like
it's any it human can like when you hear a new song, you grow as like a person who listens to a song, and you grow in like your library of like what music you know and how that influences you. So it's really all of us just being together while that happens to each of us individually.
Yeah.
And that coming together.
And while we got a chance, make sure you tell the Paddocks people listening worldwide where they can find you.
You can find us, Mantra Love, on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Bandcamp. Just get on the social sites and look for Mantra Love. You'll see us there. We're there, promise.
We're the only non-yoga dub that you'll find.
We're the psych rock Mantra Love.
You're listening to Paddocks Radio 20, coming to you right now on Pacifica Radio, KPFT 90.1 FM, HD Channel 3, via the Paddocks Radio podcast at paddocksradio.podomatic.com. Folks, we'll be back with our special guest, Mantra Love, in a minute. But the next song you're about to hear on this 20th edition of Paddocks Radio is coming to you from my original Paddocks peeps out of Miami, Florida. Now, they're formerly known as Robbie Hunter Band, but you can now check them out on Paddocks Radio, bringing you Corazon. The name is Magic City Hippies. And you can check out their website, MagicCityHippies.com. That's MagicCityHippies.com. We're everywhere, baby, especially in your earlobes, with Corazon right here on Paddocks Radio.
Think it back to the wax that we used to take. Rolling to a point with the roaches shake. Sipping on summer ale in September sun. Jump in the backseat where we had some fun. Cruise out on the boat to the house of stilts. Kiss me underneath to them passion wheels. Never will I find another crazy lady. Putting up putting houses in 80. Close up your eyes when you drink too much. Open up your cause you like my touch. I wanna go up on Brazilian beaches. Getting tan in the sand with the two right beaches.
Back and forth from custom lines. Searching for my Argentine. Now I need another home to rest my complex corazón. Back and forth from custom lines. Searching for my Argentine. Now I need another home to rest my complex corazón.
Six pack in a flask from a Scottish lake. Been a mess since the best chess game today. Hit the map for a tap and a little love. And the bone I'll wrap the buns in ovens. Living by the ocean, going through the motions. Drinking with my head in a noose. Never own known a bit of potion. I let my liver soak in. Now I'm better telling the truth. Holding all the good stories. Keeping all the glories. Up, dripped up. Two busts on the pavement, make another payment. Running like John Wilkes Booth.
Back and forth from custom lines, searching for my Argentine. Now I need another home to rest my complex corazón. Back and forth from custom lines, searching for my Argentine. Now I need another home to rest my complex corazón.
Chains is a notion you should learn like lotion on the hand that you're hoping to land the next open. Girl that you're scoping, pillars you've been groping. Forever will I be insistent, that distance is a crux of my existence. And whoever would be to wish this away this instant.
need another home to rest my complex corazón. Back and forth through custom lines, searching for my Argentine. Now I need another home to rest my complex corazón. Back and forth through custom lines, searching for my Argentine. Now I need another home to rest my complex corazón. Back and forth through custom lines, searching for my Argentine. Now I need another home to rest my complex corazón.
Check out that song and more from that band at their website, matsumixu.com. You can check them out on a forthcoming edition of Patters Radio. Like us and follow us on Facebook and SoundCloud by searching Battis Radio. On Twitter and Instagram at PATTIS Radio. And don't forget, we do this podcast thing every week at our podcast site, battisradio.podomatic.com. My name is E-Rev, and I'm on Twitter and Instagram at E-A-Z-Y-E-R-E-V. We're in studio joined by a special guest, M-A-N-T-R-A-L-O-V-E, music on Instagram and Twitter. This is Derek, Cody, and Fabian of Mantra Love. And I want to ask you guys, who are some of your influences or some people that may have had an impact on the way you all approach or hear music? Who are some of the guys that you listen to?
Definitely for me, Cody Drummer, Modest Mouse, Jeremiah Green, My God, He's God, Grizzly Bear, Tame Impala, definitely, Pink Floyd, you know, all that classic, Led Zeppelin, everything that anybody who has good music taste listens to.
All right.
I don't know if that's conceited or, you know. But yeah.
All right, that, Derek, how about you?
I mean, there's a lot of stuff that, I mean, God, like, it's such a huge range from, like, psychedelic music to, like, I don't know. There's just so much that we listen to. Like, there's no way. Okay. We really like modern, like, neo, like, psychedelic music, like Tame Impala, MGMT,
right.
Pond, like, those kind of cats. And then, you know, stuff from decades back, you know, from the 60s and 70s, you know. You know, of course, like Pink Floyd, and, you know, Syd Barrett, you know, all those guys. It's really cool.
Fabian, or Fab, as I'm calling you for the rest of the program.
Definitely for me is The Strokes. I love you, Julian Casablancas. You're out there. No, Julian Casablancas and the Voids is some sick music. I feel Tame Impala. Him, Kevin Parker as a producer, musician, Melly's Echo Chamber, Mac DeMarco,
I agree, I concur. I
love all of it, so.
We obviously have very alike musical influences, because everything they've said, I completely agree to.
And
the collective, it's like most people say we resemble Tame Impala. I've heard Grizzly Bear a lot. I've heard, I can't think of their name. From Britain.
Arctic Monkeys.
No, what's their...
Smiths?
right now.
Temples.
Temples. I've heard Temples
yes.
A lot.
We love Temples.
Yeah.
Okay, Temples is really cool. Yeah.
Now we got another song coming from these gentlemen in a second. They're also going to give you the segment that's sweeping the nation and the entire world. It's called Hashtag Pattis Top 5. All right, so let me ask you, in the world we live in where everything gets a label thrown on it, being this kind of genre and that, what would you tell somebody that your music sounds like? What label would you throw on it, if any?
I think it'd be best, at our standpoint, not to even put a label on it because we've listened to it so many times and played it.
I can't really say where we're heading, but I know we've definitely matured and like gone down some path, whatever that path is, but I don't want to like go as far to say we're going to be this, but we're just trying to keep writing good music that we enjoy, that everyone else enjoys, that you want to move and dance to and feel good.
I think it's safe to say y'all are going to dig it, so.
But you do think, like, as a band, you all have found a sound that y'all are comfortable with? Y'all have found a lane,
yes.
Which is stuff y'all are comfortable doing?
We're hovering
around something. Yeah.
It's like we're in the stratosphere of, like, what we want to be in, and we used to be, like, Pluto to the sun. And it was like, you know, we started out with that hard rock, and it's like, it's fun, but then you're like, where does it go? And then we started defining more of what we really want, and you start, once you get closer to it, you feel it, like, you just feel it. There's no way to explain it, you just feel it. But we're definitely working towards something.
So you would say that you feel like you all are closer to the earth, or the sun, and not Uranus. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
You notice I was trying to make a connection there, yeah.
We're bringing it back around, ladies and gentlemen. This is how this works.
I digress.
This is how this works on your new favorite radio program, Pattis Radio. We're in here with Fabian, Derek, and Cody.
So we're about to hear another track from Mantra Love right now on Pattis Radio. Let the Pattis peeps know, listening worldwide, what they're about to hear.
Yeah, how a demo that we did at a friend's house one day. Yeah, we just did it just so that we could kind of experiment and see what we sound like. And yeah, we just kind of ran with it. To me, it means kind of like letting go of all your preconceived notions of reality and letting go of your inhibitions, and kind of like don't be afraid to just like express yourself freely and like just be whoever you are, like as cliche and stupid as that sounds.
Cliche because it's true.
Yeah, it's true, man. Just feel it.
You can feel it in the beat, you can feel it in the rhythm, you can feel it in everything. Like it's all about just letting go and just feeling the music
inside you.
All right, right now in this special edition of Patas Radio, you got not one, but two times of Mantra Love bringing you music. I'm Patas 20 broadcasting on KPFT 90.1 HD Channel 3, Pacifica Radio, via the Patas Radio podcast, and all over the world from Not Two in Houston. Here's Mantra Love with Howling, the demo, right here on Patas Radio.
Down.
fly all day, all night.
Your boy Philip White, aka Philly Beeman. He's joining us on this 20th edition of Paddis Radio with his song All Day, All Night, and it's featuring Quest. All right, so we're back right here on your new favorite radio program. This is PATTIES Radio with me, your boy Rev, broadcasting on 90.1 FM all over the globe on Pacifico Radio and via the Paddis Radio podcast. At PatasRadio.podomatic.com. It's been an action-packed edition. We've had two songs by our special guest, Mantra Love. And now, with all the energy they've expended, they're still about to give you a segment that's sweeping the nation and the globe. You know it as your Patas Top 5, where our special guest gives you a list of five things that they want to talk about the most. And it's like I always say, if you got a problem with the Patas Top 5, do me a favor and don't tweet me, baby. I wish you could see it. I'm thrusting my hips right now. Don't tweet at me, baby. Tweet at our special guest, MANTRALOVE Music, on Twitter and Instagram. So with that said, I'm going to get out of the way and let my special guests, Derek, Cody, and Fabian, give you their Patas Top 5. Gentlemen, take it away.
Okay, we'll give it to you. Our top five upcoming artists, the Clergy, Mojave Red, Migrant Kids, Children of Pop, and Stu Kids.
We're going to break the rules.
We love
break
it.
The rules.
We're going to give you some more. Give you some more. Paper Bison, Monorose, Woozy. We love them. We love you guys. Wit.
Great.
Listen to all of them, man. They're great. They're solid. Think of some more. Little Joy. No, they're already good. Alright, that's cool, man. The Avenger Banhart. I'm pretty sure he's upcoming.
You know, Julian Casablancas.
I think he's fine. He doesn't need the shout out.
Bruce Springsteen. I want to give him
we got the boss, ladies and gentlemen. The boss is making the show.
Simon and Garfunkel?
Why not? We got everybody's in the Patty's Top 5 today. But just to recap, give the Patty's peeps the Patty's Top 5 one more time of upcoming artists they should look out for.
Right here. The Clergy.
All
right. Mojave Red.
Gotcha.
Migrant Kids.
Noted.
Children of Pop.
Writing it down.
Stoop Kids.
In my head right now. We're running to the internet right now to look up those five bands. My special guest in studio, Natsua. This is Mantra Love.
Woozy.
Shout out.
Woozy.
Has this journey has gotten you to this point where you're in studio talking to me, the money man? Has it been what you thought it was going to be, just getting into music? How does it feel?
Rough. It's super rough, man.
So you don't get paid for anything. It's
you have to fight to get paid out, and then you have to watch, hover over your stuff to make sure it doesn't get stolen, and
you gotta pay for your beers.
You gotta pay for your. You gotta pay for the beer.
You get a discount. It's good
off.
And bad, because there's definitely like people who really are, you know, when somebody's in it because they love it, and because, or if somebody's just trying to make a buck off.
Yeah,
of
that's
you.
What's good about it. Like all the people that do play in the scene, like especially here in Houston, you can tell that like they're in it because they want to play music. Because no one, most times you're playing for no one, and like, and you're not getting paid. And like you said, you're like,
it's like DIY all day. Is what I feel most comfortable with. If somebody's like got a setup that's obviously like they did it all with their own hands, they're obviously doing it because they love it, and they're not there to like just make a quick buck, or it's not like an investment or some shit like that, like business.
Yeah, we even come across a lot of bands who will just skip out on a show, or skip out on anything just because they don't feel like it.
They'll be on tour or something, and they'll come by, and they're like, the show won't be like popping like they thought it would be, and they're just like, they're just
pouring into it.
Like jaded, they'd be like, oh no, we're not gonna play.
So let me ask, with that, let me ask you this, to this point, has that dream been what you thought it was? Like, is this what you expected when y'all started making music?
No, not at all. Like, I definitely had a more like fanciful idea of it whenever I was introduced to the whole like, you know, rock star phenomena, you know. But it's definitely a change, especially
you
like,
don't. I don't care
society,
how much of a cliche it is. It's not called the starving artist for no reason.
Like, where does the passion come from, or is it like you can just tell, like you said, like people are just in it for the money, or you can tell what their intentions are?
I understand, like you want to get, like I want to do this to where I can be self-sufficient in the fact that I want to be able to live off of what I do. But at the same time, you don't make decisions based off of like how much money you're making, because then you're just going down a dark path, and that's not really going to get you where you want to be.
It totally shows in the music you're making, if it's for a buck or if it's for like mass appeal.
All right, folks, we're on the home stretch. Last song of the evening is coming up in a second. It's some of our original baddest beats. I've kind of waited a long time to play music from them. What better time than playing on the 20th edition of this program? And it's off the album entitled In Dreams. Make sure you check it out right now at their Bandcamp, raceofrobots.bandcamp.com. Hey man, big shout out to my homie Kobe. Name of the song you're about to hear is called Wait For It. And you don't have to wait for it, because it's on right now. Here's Race of Robots.
On a boardwalk walking by, we caught each other's eyes with a plan that we devised. And under summer skies, the clouds pass by, we drink for all our lives. And I know you've got your plans, some of which I'll never. And I've got mine too, but all the while I'll wait for you, I'll wait for you. Wait for it when I know it won't change anything. I wait. Somewhere tonight, we'll sink with the waves of the higher tides. On a shoreline by your side, we collide, but we take our time. And I know you've got your plans, some of which I'll never. I've got mine too. wait for it when I know it won't change anything. I wait for it more. Wait for it when I say I don't care really, but I wait for it more.
Folks, we're about to get out of here with our special guest, Mantra Love. But before we do, I want you to tell the Patterns peeps if you got anything coming up you're working on. The time is yours to tell the Patterns peeps everything that's going on with the group they've been listening to. Let them know what's going on with Mantra Love and where they can support you online.
We actually have a lot coming up right now. We have an EP we're planning on releasing this summer with about 5 tracks on it. Also, we're having our website that's going to go up too, along with the EP. All brand new merch, art, all that stuff. It's gonna be good. Yeah.
We're planning on touring as well. We're gonna start building our fan base up. We're gonna go around Texas, go around the states around Texas.
We'd love to have you, blank name here, sign up and be a part of the Mantra Love experience.
And also, we have an email list that we want to build up. And if you want to get part of it,
yes, email mantralovemusic@gmail.com.
You'll get some free merch. You'll get some free tracks that we love and appreciate you. And you'll definitely knowing our upcoming shows and our EP that is soon to be released.
Also, with that newsletter, that email, you'll be able to know exactly when we're in your town. The day we'll send out those emails all the time. We want to stay connected with you guys.
Wait. My mind went blank and my head almost exploded when you said free merch. Give the Patterns peeps that email one more time.
MantraLoveMusic@gmail.com. Boy, money would always be nice.
Yeah, we need a van tour. But go like us on Facebook. Go follow us on Facebook, please. Go follow us on Instagram, Twitter. Hashtag Mantra Love, whatever the hell that does. Just like it. Just go listen to us, if anything, man. That's all we ask.
All right, well, so we're about to get out of here on Hashtag Patterns 20. Have my special guest Mantra Love in studio. I want to thank you three gentlemen.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, thank you. Rick. Thank you, Patty.
You flatter me. If I wasn't so black, I would blush. But besides all that, I appreciate y'all coming through and showing love to New Favorite Radio.
It's not the black skin, it's the beard.
It's the beard. Gentlemen, y'all got anything else?
Soul shout out to my dad, Roger Boyer. He put up with a lot of I had my band members living over my house. Basically turned it into a hippie commune. He put up with a lot of I love him to death. Love him forever. That's it.
Shout out, Pops.
I want to give a shout out to mi familia. Also to Cody's family. Yeah, thanks for the hippie commune. That really helped out a lot, too. Also helping us get a hippie commune around. thanks to you guys. Thanks to everyone who makes anything possible, honestly. I love you. Love you all.
Fab.
Yeah, my brother and my other brother covered the familia part. But I just want to thank you for you listening. If whoever goes to check us out, whatever you do is appreciated and is loved.
I want to thank Derek, Cody, and Fabian for joining us in studio on this special 20th edition of Patterns Radio. They tore down the house with a live performance that you can check out online. And while you're doing that, make sure you show them love on social media. Thank you, gentlemen, for joining us on Patterns Radio. We'll talk to you soon. Well, we got a second. Let me make sure I tell you again to check us out all over social media on Twitter and Instagram at PATTIAS Radio. Search for us on Facebook and SoundCloud, Patterns Radio. This has been the 20th edition of Hashtag Your New Favorite Radio Program, coming to you from 314 Main in downtown Houston, Texas, on Pacifica Radio 90.1 KPFT FM HD Channel 3 via the Pattis Radio Podcast and at pattisradio.podomatic.com. Join us next week when we're joined in studio by our special guest Zig Tebra from Mantra Love. My name is E-Rev. Y'all keep it tight. We'll see you next week on Pattis Radio.